Association, Eugenia, and Asher from Michigan, who spoke on her personal experience as a voter in the U.S. with a disability. As well, I want to thank Emily and Navdeep, our two Access Collective members who played a huge role in the content you heard today. And thank you to John for coming in as my co-host today as well. And finally, thank you to all of you who are listening in at All Access Pass. All Access Pass is here every Monday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Next week, we'll be speaking about UBC Vision Health Volunteers. They are a group that works to raise awareness to support the visually impaired community. So stay tuned for that. If you have a story or issue you think we should talk about on our show, please contact us at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. We are looking for passionate individuals to join our team as well, so just shoot us a message. And that is it for us today. Thank you for listening in.
I went to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR and I met the love of my life. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now the president of the Vegan Hot Dog Appreciation Society.
After going to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I've successfully synthesized the vaccine for two left feet. Now everybody can dance.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award.
If you want to change your life, come to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR from 11 to 1 every week. No experience is necessary.
Thank you, Volunteer Wednesdays.
Guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, she's self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 how low. Hello, 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 how low. With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, I'm a lotto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido, yeah. At what I do best, and for this gift I do feel blessed that our little group has always been and always will until the end. Hello, 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 how low.
Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This is CITR 101.9 FM,
broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver.
To hear extended interviews and behind-the-scenes chat, go to my website, mariebenard.com, and sign up for my mailing list, mariebenard.com. Thanks for listening.
Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and I am so excited today. We have a fabulous show. It's always fabulous, but today it's extra fabulous because we have Summer McStravick. Summer hosts a show called Flow Dreaming, and we're going to talk about what that is, what's the flow, what flow dreaming is. But Summer is probably my favorite Hay House radio host, so I'm really excited to have her on the show. Hi, Summer. How are you?
Hi, Marie. I'm doing very well this morning.
Yay. I'm so happy to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for all those really nice things you said, too. The build-up is, well, I hope I can perform here.
Well, I really like your show because it's really uplifting. And I have to confess, you know, I haven't been listening to it as often as I used to because, you know, people get busy and you're on during the day.
Yeah.
But I think that I need to start doing it again because just hearing your voice and your positivity and your advice, it's really uplifting. And so if you haven't, you're on at what, 11 a.m. now? 11 a.m.
Yeah, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesdays. So it's just from 11 to 12 once a week. But people can listen to it in the archives for a week afterwards. So there's always a show that they can go find and listen to.
Excellent. So, and there's also your website is flowdreaming.com.
That's right. Yes. Flowdreaming.com.
Okay.
And I'm a recent addition to Facebook. I've got to add that, and that's largely because of you, Marie.
Yay,
helping me get on and find myself there and very happily discovering that you already had a group set up for Flow Dreaming, which was really a wonderful surprise. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome.
People can find me there, too.
Great.
There's only so much a gal can handle in a day, though, right?
I know. There's
so much going
on. You have
to sort of whittle it down to a certain, you know, amount.
And between being a mother and being the network producer of Hay House Radio and an author and also obviously a host of your own show, and you do also teleconferences or teleclasses, and also I just got an email from your mom, Venus, about the weekend retreat in August. So can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, we're really excited. I mean, you mentioned I do a lot of things. Obviously, I wear a lot of hats, and so I've got to very carefully schedule how much of my life, I guess, I can give over to each, you know, one of the areas. I mean, being a mom, well, let's just say this whole last week, my son had a very high fever, so I was in mom mode for pretty much 7 days solid, and then I have to switch my attention back into my work mode, my day-to-day job working with Hay House, which is a really big publishing company, and they have a lot of demands. And then the flow is something that's come about very organically in my life. I guess it started wanting to get out to the world maybe, I almost want to say 10 years ago now that I look back and see. And that's something purely spiritual. It's purely information that I just was sort of, I don't want to say coerced into giving out, but you could say the universe coerced me into doing it. It just set me up in the right place at the right time, and it said, you have this, and you can share this, and people need this, and you better do it, honey, or we're just going to keep pushing you in there. So the flow part of my life is something I've been sort of cultivating over time, and the retreat is the first time, well, no, it's, I guess it's the second time, but it's the first time I'll be really working devoted to a group of people live in person for a whole weekend. And we're going to be working with our energies, working with flow energy. It's the life force of the universe. It's the patterning, the template, the energetic substance of life, I guess you could say. And my mom and I, she's Venus Andrecht, a fantastic manifester as well, terrific psychic. I mean, she and I don't know, maybe it's just something about working together. There's just, in my family, there's just a line of women, my grandmother, her mother, my mom, myself, my daughter, it just seems to travel through us all that, I don't know how to describe it. We just, I don't know, wield energy well. but we're going to be getting together and teaching a very small group, no more than 18 people. And we've set it up in Central California in the beautiful vineyards. There's a private home there that I've arranged to have for the week, for the weekend, and I'm really excited about being able to work with people live. And that's at my website, but people don't even know what the flow is, so they're like, what is she talking about?
Well, I'm sure there's...
Maybe I should talk about the flow.
I'm sure there are a lot of people who are already fans of Flow Dreaming, but for the the new listeners who don't know what Flow Dreaming is, yeah, what is the flow?
Okay. I tried to figure out how to condense this into a nutshell, and God help me, I'm still trying, okay? So it might take a couple minutes. The flow that I have discovered is what I call the energetic underpinning of everything. I mean, everything. And quantum science, quantum physicists, they will call it one thing. Biologists, neuroscientists, they'll call it another. Spiritualists, people who work in metaphysics will call it something else. People in the Asian meditation and holistic traditions might call it chi or something else. In other words, everybody has a different name for it and a different way of working with the energies. And I think people get confused and think it's all different stuff. What I've come to see is it's all the same stuff. We all view it through a prism of our own understanding. Wherever we're coming from in life, that's what we see it. People who practice Reiki call it, you know, something. But it's all essentially the same energetic underpinning of life, and we all choose how to work with it in a different way. I discovered that the way I work with it best is as a manifester. And it's like, to use the analogy of a battery, you have AC-DC current. You've got positive-negative polarity. If you're someone who is interested in psychic phenomena, in intuition, you are pulling from one aspect of the flow. You're in the receiving mode. You're in the, you know, the negative, you could say, current, not negative meaning anything bad. I mean, I'm simply using it as a, you know, like a yin-yang kind of terminology. And so you're receiving information from this great sort of, what can I say, interdimensional space. Someone like myself, I focused on learning how to use the other polarity of it, which is the manifestational aspect of it, which is the templating aspect of it, which means that you send information into this space as opposed to pulling it out of this space. When I send information in, I am creating, I'm carving, I am putting in directions for how really space and time will be manifesting on my behalf. And some people are probably listening going, yeah, that sounds like a, you know, a tall order. But it's really not. It's just one more aspect of our humanity, I think, that we're all starting to discover. And so I work in this place. I call it the flow, because I recognize that this energy that I'm working with has a unique direction to it. It has an energy signature to it. Every living thing, every non-living thing, has a signature or an essence or a way of describing itself. It's like if you hold a flower in your hand, something is holding that flower together in its exact proportion. It's describing that flower so that when it comes into being in our physical world, the flower knows exactly what it is. It knows exactly how to arrange all of its molecules together. It knows the full expression of its life cycle. It will, you know, grow from a seed. It'll grow into a mature flower. It'll have seeds, and it'll die. Something is propelling that life cycle along. There is a description or a deeper understanding, and that is what I call the flow energy or the signature of that flower. But not just objects, not just things like flowers or trees or hats or computers have this. Everything that we can think of, everything that has a feeling to it, has that energy signature. So our conversation, Marie, has a signature as well. It has a beginning, a middle, an end. It has thoughts that are, you know, coming together in it. It's affecting people right now who are receiving what we're sending out to them. It has its own distinctive flow or energetic stream to it. So if you take all these things that are physical and non-physical and you merge them together, you come up with situations or coincidences or, you know, whole areas or conditions in your life. And when you become a manifesting practitioner, when you work with the flow, you begin to look at life in terms of all these energetic situations and how can they be manipulated? How can they be changed? And again, I mean manipulated in the best possible way, meaning how can I change things for the better? How can I get more in my life that I came here to have an experience instead of just being buffeted along by all the things that are being created by other people? I think I better pause now. That was my nutshell. Not very good, huh?
Well, the flow, I mean, I'm just about to ask you, it's such a big topic. Is the flow God?
I mean, I consider it to be source energy, yes.
Or part of God, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Well, think about the way that a Catholic might describe God. You know, there's the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. They're talking about the same thing, but they're looking at it through three different prisms. And when you talk about flow, I look at it as just a prism or one way of looking at source energy. It's one aspect or one function of source energy. It's you could look deeper in it and say, well, it is the whole. It is the whole as well. But what I'm using it as is an aspect of source. I mean, I believe you and I are made of source. There's nothing around us that didn't come from some original energetic state or consciousness or awareness. And I think it may be uncomfortable for some people, though, who are still, you know, thinking to themselves, well, I feel pretty strange about manipulating, you know, God energy. You know, am I allowed to do that? But from my perspective, yes, you are. You are of God energy, and everything around us is of God energy. And we are creators helping God experience more of itself. So there's kind of a deep philosophical underpinning to this. I mean, I've simplified it down into flow dreaming, which is just a simple technique that people can use to start playing or working with this energy in a simple way that won't rock their worlds too much. But once you become very involved with it, you start to see where it all bubbles up from. Yeah, and that's worth it.
Amazing. Well, this is such a huge topic. It's already time for a break. So.
All right, you get to talk the next segment, all right?
I know we've been through this.
Touring in support of their critically acclaimed album, Walking in the Dark, where Canadian I Folk Music Award nominees Sweet Alibi come to Vancouver. Sweet Alibi with co-headliner Jada Kelly live at the Rogue Folk Club at St. James Hall on Thursday, November 10th. Get your tickets for this captivating show, an evening with two of Canada's fastest emerging artists at www.sweetalibi.com and www.darthjada.com.
Hey, if you're interested in energy healing, Anya Petrovic is doing a talk about her book Tesla Metamorphosis tonight, Monday night, in White Rock at Whitby's Books at 6:30 p.m. And again on Thursday, November 10th at Banyan Books. That's TeslaMetamorphosis.com if you want more information. We did a whole interview and unfortunately it wasn't airable. So if you're interested in the topic of energy healing and you want to meet Anya, you can go to her website TeslaMetamorphosis.com for more information. Again, that's tonight in White Rock at Whitby's Books or Thursday, November 10th at Banyan in Vancouver.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at UBCYogaClub.com.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are talking with Summer McStravick, host of Flow Dreaming on Hay House Radio and author of Creative Flow Dreaming and a few other lovely books about flow dreaming, getting in the flow. Flow dreaming is a creative manifesting visualization technique where you get yourself into the flow and things start to magically happen in your life. Is that pretty much a fair way to sum it up?
Yeah, it is. And I know that the first explanation I gave you was a little bit deep. I think if people want to go to flowdreaming.com, they'll find I have a blog there. And I put in that area what I call the online learning library, where I've written a series of articles so people can learn a lot more about what flow dreaming is and get, you know, sort of more background on it, including the technique itself. I have some CDs that I've recorded where I actually take you into the flow. And, I mean, we can even do that on air together. If you have something you want to work on, Marie, I'm happy to do that with you and give people an idea of, you know, what we're doing when we do the actual technique.
But, fantastic. Well, someone, they were supposed to call during the break, but someone's on the air right now calling. So I'm just going to bring them up and see what they have to say. Hello.
Oh, could be anybody.
Hi, you're on the air with Summer McStravick and Marie. Hi.
Hi.
Did you have a question?
I'm a longtime listener of Summer's. My name is Pomalee Stevens. And,
hi, Pomalee.
A few times on air. And she's wonderful. And I've been flow dreaming, and it's a wonderful alternative to meditation. I do meditation also. And, I just wanted to call and support her. And I wouldn't mind some little flow dream ideas for myself. Since I'm on air. See there?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
hi, Pomalee. Marie and I are both listening
to you. Hi, Summer. Hi, Summer.
Hello.
I just saw that you're having that retreat in August, and you and your mother, Venus, and I'm trying to, at the moment, and I'm still out of work, so I'm kind of up in the air about my direction that I'm going in. I've been doing the flow dreaming, but I'm just waiting for things to happen to get signed, so I'd like to get some tips on how to get myself more focused, maybe in the right direction, because I'd love to have funds to get to be able to come to your and Venus's workshop if I'm able.
Yeah. Marie, do you mind if I give some suggestions to Pomalee?
No, go for it. I think one of the great things that I love about Summer's show, and Pomalee, I'm sure you can agree with this, is that even when someone calls in and they're asking for advice specifically for themselves, a lot of the time when you're listening, it'll answer a question that you might have. So I'm sure that...
Right. I hope that's okay. I didn't know whether I could ask for myself or not. Whatever, you know, whatever you're able to do.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Well, what you're asking is something... It's a combination of questions that we all ask ourselves all the time, even myself, and I do this all the time. When we go into the flow, you know, for listeners who are brand new to this, like Pomalee said, it's a really fabulous alternative to meditation, because I'm the kind of person who has a really busy, active, I call it a yappy dog mind, and I love dogs, okay? I love dogs, but it's a yappy dog mind. So when I try and focus it and quiet it, it just gets very rascally, and it just wants my attention, and it just, you know, like a dog's nose poking my leg, it won't quiet down. And that's one of the things that led me toward flow dreaming, because in flow dreaming, you focus your mind into a daydream-like state, and you give your mind something to do. And it loves it because it feels like it's been given a task. And for a person like me, it wants to do the best job it can. So I will move into the flow, and I'll say to my mind, you know, daydream this. I want you to see this and feel this and taste this and smell this and bring up really strong emotion around this. And then I move into this state, the energetic state I call the flow, and I use the daydream to open the door or create a bridge into this deeper, energetic or state of consciousness. So, Pomalee, I know that you practice this, and you've done it a long time, so you're really familiar with those three aspects of flow dreaming, the guided daydreaming, movement into the flow, and then the strong emotion. There's a trinity that you need to use to really get into this space. So you're in a transitional place right now where you're still trying to find what is that direction that you need to go in. Where can you start? For you, I'm just going to look into your flow right now, because when I start talking or working with somebody, it's almost like I start to smell you or I start to feel you. It's like there's no distance when it comes to the flow. Energy is everywhere at the same time. And your sensation is that you have a strong desire to make a difference, and that is part of what is causing your flow to work, more than just giving you something to do. It's, you could just do anything. I mean, you have a variety of talents, especially working with people, that the flow could lead you into that you would be happy enough doing. But you have this additional desire that you put on, which was, I must make a difference. If I don't, I'm going to get tired of this. I'm going to feel empty with this. And you've had that experience before in your life. So the flow is trying to find a way to lead you into that direction or into that kind of experience. And there's where you're getting the delay. That's where you're getting the longer setup time. I always tell people when you're desiring something, when you're creating and manifesting, and they say, well, when is it going to happen? When's it going to happen? I remind them, it's a custom-made order. You're going to a restaurant, you're sitting down, and you're ordering something not on the menu. Life has to go out and begin arranging that for you. It's got to find the ingredients. It's got to find the right chef. It's got to prepare it just the way you ask for it. And if you have very strong and very precise definitions of what you want to have, then the flow has to come up with exactly what it wants to give you to fulfill that for you. And the time can take longer. So, Pamela, that is the place that you're in right now. I feel very good about it, though, because you seem to have a very strong mind or a very, I would say, dedicated. You have a dedication in your personality that serves you very well in life.
Okay.
That sounds
all right.
Cool. So you say, I'll take that.
I'm flowing until I get it, you know. That sounds good.
Yes. My suggestion for you is to just keep it going, keep it up. There's something community involved. There's something very people involved for you. That is something that is just still coming up strongly for me. People, community, outreach, organizational, group-oriented. You would be very good at all of those things. You know, when you go into your flow, I want you to stay even more strong in the final. This is something I talk about. I don't talk about enough, but I need to talk about more. I call it the power of pre-action or pre-emotion. You're not just describing what you want to see yourself doing. You can feel yourself happily at work. I'm loving where I am. God, I could do this for another 10 years. Everything about it is perfect. You go into the final set of emotions that you want your work or your income to bring to you. You don't say to yourself, I need to make $150,000 a year. That's what I need to settle all my bills, to feel comfortable, You don't say that to yourself. I mean, you can if you want to, but that's not going to be the most effective when you're manifesting. You say to yourself instead, I feel that I am earning so much wealth in my life that I never have to be concerned about it again. I feel and I know that I have a continual source of income that just takes care of me in all ways, and I feel so happy about what I'm doing. I'm so good at what I'm doing. People recognize me for what I'm doing. I am always in demand. I love this feeling down to the tips of my toes. I can feel my whole body responding right now in my flow to what I am doing in my life day to day, and I call it work, but really it's just what I'm doing in my life day to day, and I'm paid for it. I'm given back income for it in some way, and it is a perfect equilibrium. It's a perfect balance. And you see, you're feeling this, you're owning this sensation throughout your body. Stay with that sensation. You are pre-acting or getting to experience two times this way what it is you want to have. You're feeling it now where you are as you set up the experience energetically. And then when it arrives for you, you get to have the physical experience or the physical manifestation of this. We're always experiencing life on two levels, the pre-level and the post-level. The creation level, which is the putting it together level where we're experiencing it ahead of time, and then the when it finally comes to us level where we get to experience it in the physical. Makes sense.
Sounds wonderful.
All right. I've been on that
really
monologue.
I'm really
totally thank you. I hope that helps.
I'm really enjoying it.
To get you keeping through another week.
Exactly. Okay, thank you so much.
You take care, my dear. I hope to see you at the retreat.
Yeah, me too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for calling in. That was wonderful. Well, Summer, it's I just want to talk about all the ins and outs, but it's such a huge topic. There's so much to talk about. And if you haven't heard the show and you don't really know what flow dreaming is, I mean, it's difficult to sum everything up and answer all my questions in just an hour. So you can check out Summer's website at flowdreaming.com, and there are little mini flow dreams there, and there's lots of information. So, Summer, I want to know, God, I have so many questions for you.
I know, you know, and I'm just thinking, my bad. You know, I always say to myself, I'm going to make it very simple for people. I'm going to explain the basics, and then I end up just talking about what fascinates me, and I think I go way over a lot of people. They're, what is she talking about?
Well, it's
such an easy question,
Marie.
Let's explain this to people.
Okay, well, I mean, there's so many... many questions that I have, and one of the things that I want to point out that's really one of the main premises of flow dreaming is evoking this emotion, the mm-hmm. strong emotion, and people who have been researching manifesting, and that is a lot of people tell you to evoke that emotion as if you already
yeah.
have it, how it's going to feel. But one of the things I have a few questions, but how come some things come, you know, like I'm talking to someone about whatever, just some random thing, and then I'll see it on the cover of the newspaper, or I'll see it at the side of the road, or, you know, just instantly it manifests into my reality, and it's kind of like, oh, isn't that funny, or isn't that, you know, synchronicity in action? And then there's these other things that we want and we work on and we try to manifest, we pray about, we flow dream about, and, you know, they take years or decades mm-hmm. or maybe never happen in this lifetime. So how do you explain the difference between those things?
Well, I devote a whole chapter of my latest book to that very question, because it's a deal breaker for a lot of people. That's the point when they say, well, this doesn't work, or it only works half the time. And first of all, let me say that for us to think that we have all of the answers at this point, I think anybody who tells you, oh, I can answer every question as to why that is, they don't. You know, we are in the small beginning steps of this new science. And then to go back to the comment you made about emotion, I'm very glad that in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, people have started to talk so much about the language of emotion. It's such a critical cornerstone of being able to properly work with the energies. I always talk about emotion as the human language. We all have different languages. You know, we speak French and Italian and English and Spanish and on. But emotion is the same language shared by everyone. And it is the way that you talk with and create in your flow. So in that sense, it is the medium of communication with the deeper energies of life. Now, as for why things come at different times in your life, one of the biggest, there's a number of reasons, first of all. I wish I could just dumb it down and say there's just one, but there isn't. It's always a combination. One of the biggest reasons that I see is that we precede things in our life. Imagine yourself every day going about scattering seeds in your garden. And most of the time, you don't know what you're scattering. You're just throwing stuff out there. You're throwing random thoughts, feelings, emotions, desires. You know what I mean? Like, I want that pair of shoes. No, I don't want that pair of shoes. I want to buy those dishes. No, I can't afford those dishes. I need a new boyfriend. No, he's good enough. You know, and we keep just throwing out all kinds of half-hearted feelings and emotions. And sometimes even our bigger desires are, we think they're very clear. I really want to move to a new city and start over. But then there's another competing desire. Oh, God, then I'm going to be away from my family, and I love them. I mean, even though I can't stand them, I love them. Do I want to be away from them? So you see, we're just throwing out this mix. You know, we're throwing out flowers, and we're throwing out weeds. And things are always growing. I mean, they're always coming up in our lives. Even when we're not paying attention, we're still creating for ourselves. So we get this giant mishmash, and things come up, and we say, oh, I was asking for that yesterday, and what do you know? Here it is. And then things come up and say, I wasn't asking for this at all. Well, maybe some part of you threw out that seed, and it was something that was something you didn't really want, but nonetheless, you were harboring strong feelings about that. You were considering it, or you were throwing it up as a block to something else. So we're getting all these different kinds of things manifesting in our lives all the time. And you say, well, what about this big thing that I want? This one thing I know I want, it's not here. What's going on with it? That is when you have to look deeper. And you have to start probing and asking yourself, am I really sending out the thought of getting this? If I had this, what would happen to me?
How would I feel about this? Am I 100% on board with this, or am I scared of this? Do I believe I can really have this? Like, for instance, if I say to myself, I would love to have a second home in Maui. I think it would be great to have 2 months off a year that I could go and, you know, live there with my family during the summers. Part of me says, yeah, that'd be really great, but I doubt it's going to happen. I just don't see any present way in my circumstances. No matter how much I flow dream on this and begin working those energies and programming this, part of me still says, I have to suspend my disbelief. And so I have this competition going on. I call it an energetic glass ceiling. But we all have it. And, I mean, it sounds ridiculous. You're saying, oh, Summer, you can manifest just about anything. How come you don't have this house in Hawaii? But, see, for me, it will cause a cascade of effects to happen, not just in my life, but in my husband's life. His job has to change. My job has to change. You know, my children. Everybody is affected. And I have yet to be able to fully wrap my mind around this. And we all have this about something in our lives that is sort of on hold for us at this point. And no matter how much we tell ourselves, no, I'm 100% on board with it, you know, you have to look deeper. You have to know, you have to get in there and really ask yourself, am I 100% on board with this? And I'd say that's probably one of the biggest reasons for people. They have an invisible glass ceiling that is holding them tight to the position that they're most comfortable with.
Well, I think that's true, because when a lot of times I'll be thinking about something that I really want, and then, you know, the feelings, for example, just throw this out there, someone who wants to be rich and famous, or, you know, Britney Spears or whatever. You know, I mean, I'm sure when Britney Spears was a little girl, she dreamed about being famous. But a lot of us, you know, we dream about, like, who's that lady on the British show now? She's experiencing, you know, the Scottish lady who sings America's Got Talent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who astounded everyone with her beautiful voice.
Yeah. And now she's experiencing all the haters out there who are saying, oh, we're not going to vote for her. And it's stressing her out, and she's starting to break down and having a hard time. So I think a lot of people, using that as an example, a lot of people want to have fame and fortune. And then at the other end of the spectrum, they realize that that comes with a lot of responsibility as well. And so maybe that's what's holding them back from that. So it's time already to take another break. If you want to check out her website, it's flowdreaming.com, and we'll be back with more of Summer McStravick on Synchronicity in a moment.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for Season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass, or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Do
hear extended interviews and behind-the-scenes chat, go to my website, mariebenard.com, and sign up for my mailing list, mariebenard.com. Thanks for listening.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm talking with Summer McStravick from Hay House Radio. She is the host of Flow Dreaming, which is a creative visualization technique for manifesting all that you desire. So, Summer, we were just talking about emotion and also the desires that we have and our conflicting desires or our fears or all of the other things. I mean, when we talk about the flow being everything, we talk about source energy, God energy, chi, whatever you want to call it. Now, some people say that you can have anything that you desire through manifestation, through the law of attraction, but there is this interconnectedness, so it's not just affecting you. So how does that, I mean, it's not really true that you can necessarily have everything that you want. I mean, a lot of the time, everything that you want is conflicting. I want to have I want to have fame, but I want to have my privacy. Mm-hmm. I want to have a house on Maui, but I don't want to have a mortgage. All of these things are can be conflicting. So how, I don't know what question I'm trying to ask. But
I totally get it. I'm you wouldn't believe it, but I'm actually a pretty skeptical person. Maybe that's why the flow chose me, because I have to probe everything until I understand it just right before I'm willing to give it out there. And I'm not one of those people who say you can have everything, because I just haven't seen it. If I see someone walking around performing magic before my eyes, then I'll say, okay, right, well, that person certainly can't have everything, but I've yet to see it. What I do see is that we all manifest continually. It's all going on around us right now. These streams of energy, imagine everything having a stream of energy, like one, you are a stream of energy. You are, I mean, literally, you're a stream of molecules and atoms moving through space and time right now, having one long, continuous experience. Every second, you're having a change in your experience, and you're accumulating that over and over and over. You are bringing in lots and lots of perception to your deeper self, perception of everything that's going on around you. Now, this stream of energy that you are, this flowing forward of energy, is constantly being bombarded by other people's streams of energy as well as streams of energy of everything around you. I have a phone that I'm holding on, you know, to my ear right now. This phone has had a life cycle. It has its own stream of energy moving through space, and I am interacting with it right now. So all these energies are coming together, overlapping for a time, and then they're going to disengage. And we do this with people that are important to us, our spouses, our lovers. We do this with the people at the grocery store who check out our food. We do this with phones and objects and situations, everything, right? So what happens is that you manifest to the edge of your comfort zone. I believe right now that a certain number of things can happen in my life that I'm comfortable with, that I believe are pretty doable. And then beyond that fuzzy border of my comfort zone, there's a lot of things that I wish and I want, but I haven't really gotten comfortable with the fact that they're doable. So I don't think that I could grow a third kidney. I just don't think it's doable. It's not in my comfort zone. I can't get enough of my own belief wrapped around this. And maybe if I could, I'd be singing a different tune. I'd say, well, yes, you can do this. But I wouldn't feel comfortable saying to someone else that they could do it, because, you know, I don't have my own comfort zone up there. I'm not going to tell someone else that they should and make them feel guilty that they're not able to do it. I think that is wrong. I think that we can do tremendous things within our own comfort zone, and that our life is about expanding that comfort zone and growing our potential. But I don't think we all have instant God potential, you know, God manifest right here, right now. And that's pretty much just laying it out straight. I mean, you know, so that's that's the answer to that. So many, many, many things are possible for you, bigger than you imagined. But at the same time, for you to step beyond that fuzzy border of what you think is probable and real means that you would have some sort of really life-changing event in your life. And people do from time to time. And you can certainly ask. I've had some seriously life-changing events where I've opened myself to deeper energies, who've sort of reset the course of my life. And occasionally this has happened to me, and I just kind of humbly say, okay, I guess I'll go with this and see what happens. But generally speaking, you know, we're going to only manifest at the edge of our comfort zone.
So, Summer, since I have you on my show, and I'm gonna ask about myself. I talk a lot about my own experiences, and I know people probably listen to this show, think, oh, it's a spiritual show. Marie must be happy and positive all the time. And, you know, I make a lot of confessions on this show, and I go through, and I find also when I'm listening to your show more often, I keep in the flow a little bit better. But lately I've been noticing, you know, geez, I am just complaining about everything. I'm just whining, and there's always this negative person and that negative person, and if only things were this way, and if only I had more space in my apartment, things, my life would be different, and only if I had this job. And, you know, and it starts to be this cycle of, like, just attracting all of these, not horrible, awful experiences, but just upsetting things. And then there's always more to be upset about. And then the cycle continues, and it kind of spirals, and you find yourself feeling just awful. And
so, Marie, you sound so much like me. Believe it or not. True.
Well, so true. How, I mean, this is something like...
It's a trap. Yeah, it's a manifestor's trap.
Yeah.
What happens is we become so focused on those things that we want that we begin to become more and more upset with the things that we have because we see them as not being the things that we want. And it's something that people who get involved in this can fall into easily. It's common. It's not just you. You're not necessarily a pessimist. When we begin feeling those things we want in our life, we become more aware of their absence, as opposed to those people who just kind of move along, you know, without thinking too much about it. So what I do, because I get into that state too, and I've had to sort of train myself to recognize it when I slump into these negative states, what I begin to do is say to myself, I don't have to start hating what I have in order to make it possible for something new to come in. Because it's like, say you want a house or a bigger apartment. You're saying to yourself, this apartment isn't good enough. That's the flip side of saying, I would love a bigger, more beautiful apartment.
Well, what if it's kind of not good enough, though?
Yeah,
I mean,
well, here's what
it's
you say
certainly
to yourself.
Better
I
than...
I love my apartment. I love the fact that it served me so well for so long. I've been so lucky and happy to have this. However, I'd love to have something bigger now, too. So I'm in a state of love and appreciation in both places. And you need to begin doing that, and you do it for yourself. You don't do it just to trick yourself or to make yourself feel better. But when you just start generating more positive emotion in both areas, you're not saying, I love my apartment, therefore I'm keeping it. You're saying, thank you, apartment. You've been so wonderful to have been in my life, and I've appreciated so many things about you. I'm willing to let you go now. And talk to it like it's a real thing. Talk to it like your apartment is a living energy. Everything is a living energy, even the spaces around us. And that's how I get myself out of it. I thank you that, you know, I begin to feel appreciation. I begin to feel acknowledgement for all that it has done for me while being aware that I'm still asking for something different and better.
That's a really good point, because I know that you know Wayne Dyer and you work with him, and I remember a story of his with his young daughter when she was little. She had these flat warts all over, I think, on her face.
Yeah.
And the doctor had told her, well, you know, that you can just make them go away on your own. And she just talked to them and said, you know, I love you and thank you, but it's, you know, I'm ready for you to take a hike.
Everything as if it were a living stream of energy, as if it were, I mean, you can talk, I tell people all the time, talk to money that way. I said, how have you been treating it? Have you been treating it like a friend who never calls you or comes over and getting mad at it? Have you been treating it like a friend that abandons you and is unstable? You know, how would that friend, they would want to stay away from you? I say, but if you treat it like a friend that's been hurt or has felt that you've treated it irresponsibly, make up. You know, treat it like a living energy. Everything in our life is a living energy. Can I go back and say one thing that I haven't mentioned this whole darn show? That flow dreaming, the technique itself, because I think people probably are still wondering a little bit what it is, because we've been talking more about principles of manifesting. But the flow is a living, energetic source of energy that runs through everything. And our own personal flows are, you could just look at it like a river that runs to the ocean. It knows where it's going. It always chooses the easiest possible route to get there, where it expends the least amount of energy for the greatest gain. I mean, that's a principle of nature. It's a principle of life. So when I tell people, get back into your flow, begin manifesting within your flow, what I'm telling them is get into this river of energy, this stream of being, where everything happens for you easily, for your highest good, for the greatest perfection in your life, where you put out the least amount of energy and get the greatest gain from it. So that's just like one like core principle I haven't really put out there. And then the other thing is the flow dreaming technique itself, it's not hypnosis, it's not meditation, it's not creative visualization. It's more like a mixture of a number of different elements that just when you bring them together, they become, at least for me, just more potent. It's just like a pristine trinity that just, you know, works. It just turns the key. Anyway, I wanted to add that in for people who are still shaking their heads and wondering.
Well, thank you. It's time to take another break, so we'll be back in just a moment. Okay. I'm speaking with Summer McStravick, the author of Creative Flow Dreaming. So, Summer, I have your book, Creative Flow Dreaming, because you're doing a six-month workshop course. Can you tell us a little bit more about that course?
Yeah, I'm loving this course. Like we said at the very beginning of the show, I have such little opportunity to teach right now. So every one I get, I just zero in on it. It just becomes everything to me. And this is one of them. What I've done is put together a course that runs over 6 months. It's 2 hours once a month where we talk live over the internet. Then I give people a practice flow dream that they can work with over the course of the month. Now, over the 6 months, we're working on a particular wish. I've asked everybody to come with one of their manifesting desires. And we are examining how to work with that desire once a month through that whole time. And the practice flow dreams, what I've done is when I started flow dreaming for myself, I would just talk myself through the process. I'd move myself into this place and see it and feel it and just do it, you know, internally. But when I began teaching other people, I realized that it's easier for people to get into it if they're being guided along, because it's like taking one step away so that they can focus more clearly on feeling that essence of their flow and on bringing up the daydream. So I do all the talking. So what I've done is I've recorded, it takes about 15 minutes. When you get into your flow, you really can't sustain this, you know, this pitch of emotion and focus for more than 15 minutes, unlike meditation where you could be there for half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour. Flow dreaming requires exertion, I mean real mental exertion, and you listen to my voice taking you along, telling you where to go, what to see, what emotions to bring up, and that is what I mean by this practice flow dream that you receive as part of the course.
Just the other day that you had your second course, and I haven't listened to the full one. I had it on, but I was multitasking, so I need to go back and listen to it, and I noticed the flow dream that came with that lesson. So after the lesson, Summer sends a specific flow dream for that month, and it's about connecting with your guides.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
I haven't actually listened to it yet, so do you want to give us a little bit of a preview or information
that's about? By the way, if a person just wants to just check this out in a you know, less expensive way, I try to make it, I mean, I tell everybody, when you flow dream, it's, you learn how to do it, and then it's free for the rest of your life. You know, I'm teaching a skill to people. I'm not, you know, building an empire here. So on my website, there is actually a CD I produced a long time ago called Flow Dreaming for Spiritual Progress. And it's got some of the same material on it, but it's like $16 or something, very affordable for people. But the one that comes with the part of the class leads you into your flow where, you know,
this is a huge topic again, Marie, but when you go into your flow, you recognize that you are a being that has many layers to you, many levels to you. And so you begin speaking and talking with these deeper layers of yourself, these deeper energetic states of yourself that are, I don't want to say wiser or older, but you could look at it that way. I would just say that they have much greater perception and much more experience within them. So that is what I would consider to be like a soul, for instance, this part of yourself that has a much broader perspective, that works within the deeper energies, that's always part of you, but nonetheless, you know, is always there and aware within the, I guess you could say, closer to source, all right? So when you're working with guides, and people, again, have all different names, some people call them angels or spirit guides or helpers or whatever, I just, again, refer to it as deeper energies that have your best interests at heart. We're social creatures. We love having relationships. That's how we learn from each other and grow from each other here, you know, on Earth. So it makes sense to me that our deeper selves also have relationships. We have whole networks. We have whole groups that we are part of, that we work in tandem with, you know, gaining experience together. So when you're going in and you're saying, I'd like to become aware of some of these networks, I'd like to become aware of some of these groups, look at it like there is an internet for your soul, you know, and there's a Facebook there for your soul groups where you all get together and you meet and you work with each other. You help one another. You help each other taste life more, recognizing that life is this very short, very precious resource. And when you get to come here, you only have such amount of time to get what you want from it. So we have this network that helps us, that's always trying to say, let's try to get her back into her flow again. Let's remind her about the ease of life, or, oh, she wants to have this very traumatic experience. I don't know why, but maybe she's just looking for something to just, you know, give her a little jump. I don't know, but, well, I guess we'll set that up. So you go in and you begin to meet and talk and become aware of these deeper energies that work on your behalf. And it can be a really eye-opening experience depending on what you come in contact with.
Well, Summer, we're almost ready to wrap up the show. Now, this book, Creative Flow Dreaming, I have to say, you have a few books out now. You have Flow Dreaming, A Radical New Technique for Manifesting Your Desires, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's the easiest book. That's the introduction book. That'll just set you up, and it has a CD that comes along with it. So that's a good one for beginners.
And then there's also the Prosperity Challenge. I haven't read that book, and it comes with a CD, and that's a two-week Prosperity Challenge?
A two-week course, and by far the best, best, most well-received flow dreaming course I've put out. So many people have worked with that and had some incredible results with it. What we do on that one is we just spend two solid weeks repatterning your relationship with wealth. I mean, I remember when I was saying you should treat money like a friend? We go in and we begin to look at wealth as if it were its own living energy in the world, and we start to ask ourselves, how have I been relating to it? How is it related to me? Is my connection to it small or large? Is it where it should be? Can I grow it? Can I expand my comfort zone? You know, what is my comfort zone with money? Is it that I make $50,000 a year or $20,000 a year or, you know, $200,000 a year? Can I make it bigger? So that one's been really, I hesitate to say the most life-changing for people, but, you know, money is what a lot of people are the most hung up about because they have a lot of negative associations with it, and we just work to sort of change that there.
And that's available through your website. I haven't seen it in stores.
Yeah, Amazon or Flow Dreaming.
Amazon, okay. And then Creative Flow Dreaming, I also got, I got it through hayhouse.com. So is it available in stores yet?
Yes, it is. So Amazon, flowdreaming.com, hayhouse.com, or bookstores.
Excellent. And when
that's a little bit more of an advanced book, too.
Okay, and it doesn't come with a CD either. But if you are interested in Flow Dreaming and you've already been listening to Summer's shows, it is a really good book. It's quite meaty. There's a lot of information and a lot of questions get answered, which is fantastic because there's always more questions with this show and with Flow Dreaming.
I know.
Well, Summer, I thank you so much for being on the show, and I'm wondering if there's anything that you wanted to leave the audience with that I haven't asked about.
Well, my gosh, I just, you know, tell people to go visit slowdreaming.com. I've tried to make all kinds of resources, from totally free ones to introduce people and share. I have a newsletter, and if people sign up for that, they'll get a free 5-minute sample flow dream. So they just can get more of a feel for what we actually do in the technique. That's how I was led into it, was, you know, given this way in, this technique, and it was sort of shared with me, and I understood it simply, and it's only that over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, when things have really become more deep of an understanding for me, that I've seen the whole picture. But people just need to do it for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and then they'll say, "Oh my God, this is how you create in your life! Wow, it's easy. It's remarkably easy." I sure hope I haven't made it sound difficult in this program. So, yeah, go to the website, and pretty much all the resources are found from there, including the CDs. That's another easy way in, just to follow along.
Well, thank you, Summer, so much for being on the show. It's been so exciting to have you.